Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Great Dads Radio. I'm your host, Rob, and today we are joined by our special guest, Anthony Batista of Dad Boards. We'll be talking about the slimmed down Thanksgiving, Black Friday, holiday movies, and the best board games to purchase this Christmas. I hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving, and welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thank you very much, Rob. Happy to be here. Very excited.
It's always good to talk to you, Anthony. I've known Anthony for over 20 years now, and I was really excited when he told me that he was getting into a new business here. He's running a YouTube channel called Dad Boards. First, Anthony, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your family life and the concept behind Dad Boards?
Sure. So I've got a 20-month-old son, AJ, and my wife is pregnant, expecting early May, and that's going to be a little girl. So we've got our little nuclear family coming. And really the whole dad boards thing was I love board games. My wife does too. And I was just looking for a way to kind of get further into it besides just playing them. There's a ton of content creators out there that talk about board games constantly. So I figured, well, if they can do it, I can too. And, I was looking for sort of a shtick and what I could do differently. And, just observing my son and all the crazy things that he does is something to kind of base things on. So I was just looking at things that he was doing or talking about or saying that were silly and thinking about like correlations between that and some games, whether it was just him practicing colors and shapes or, saying some funny word or whatnot. And I figured why not talk about family life and how it parallels with the gaming hobby.
First off, congratulations on expecting the second.
Thank you very much.
Is that the little guy here in the background right now?
Yeah, he already busted in. It only took him about 2 minutes and he's here now. So that's okay though. He's cute.
That's always, trust me, I think the kids sometimes are more amusing than us.
Oh, guaranteed. Yes, I agree 100%. He's excited because the ceiling fan is on in this room. He says spin, 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 spin.
the joys of childhood, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He's obsessed with that to the point where if he's FaceTiming with, like, my sister-in-law or something and he sees the fan in the background, he tells him to put it on.
Nice. So Thanksgiving was a little bit different this year. Most people celebrated a slimmed down version. I was just curious, how did you guys celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so we usually actually host Thanksgiving at our house. And so this was the first year in a while that we didn't do that. It was definitely weird. It's funny, my wife sort of kept apologizing about us not doing anything on Thanksgiving. And at some point I was like, I don't really care. It's just a day, right? Like it's just a day. We saw my parents the day before. We actually had Thanksgiving food on Wednesday night. So that was that. And she's going to go down to see her family today. So it's definitely weird and it's different, but I think if you are flexible, things just seem to work out.
Definitely. I love how you said it's just a day. It reminds me of Rocky. the Rocky line, I think, is, hey, to you it's Thanksgiving, but to me it's just Thursday.
It is. And, as much as we love hosting, there was certainly something to be said about not having to really stress about hosting. We always have to like rearrange the furniture and angle the dining room table to get the most space out of the room. And, who's going to sit on this chair and who's going to sit at this table that's a little bit shorter. And it's a big to do and it's fun, but it's also wasn't that bad to not have to do it one time. So it is what it is. And, Christmas is obviously right around the corner. We'll have to figure something out for that as well. Because we're just trying to be responsible and keep everybody safe on both sides of the family. And, I see a lot of people complaining about this stuff, and it kind of bugs me because I don't think it's really that much to ask to be a little flexible when it's something that impacts, like, you know, literally everyone.
We're in the same boat as you. We normally host here. We still did host, but it was a slimmed down version. My sister-in-law and her family came, as well as my mother-in-law, and that was it this year. And I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat as you. I'll be honest. I absolutely hate Thanksgiving. I love my family, but it makes my wife nuts for a couple of days leading up to the holiday. I could really go without it. I absolutely hate turkey. It binds me up. I think Tuck's medicated pad sells a lot of product on Black Friday. Between the potatoes and the cornbread and everything else, it's a little much for me. I wake up with a stomach ache the next day.
Oh yeah, for sure. So you're not a big leftovers guy either, that I take it.
Oh no, I at this point I have skipped the turkey. I make steak for myself.
Oh wow, okay.
Yep, and the turkey, we basically send everybody home with all the leftovers.
Oh yeah.
Although I do keep the cornbread.
Nice.
And my sister-in-law makes an amazing cornbread.
Ah, oh, man, I haven't had cornbread in a long time.
That's the one thing I look forward to. You know, I love my family. You know, it's not that I don't look forward to them. It's just the whole process of Thanksgiving,
uh-huh.
I could do without. The slimmed down version worked for me.
Good. Yeah, you know, for some people, that might become what, you know, they call the new normal. I think people are gonna alter their plans a little bit, even, you know, here on out.
You know, I think it's better with a small group of your most immediate family. Anyway, you know, you don't get too many strong personalities in the same room. You know, every Thanksgiving usually ends up with some sort of awkward argument over something that really doesn't matter. And we avoided that this year.
Yeah, that's definitely a plus.
So I got to ask you, I know I'm not going out there, but how do you think the stores are going to be today with Black Friday? You think people are still going to go out there? I can tell you that there's going to be plenty of stories of people losing their shit at the store regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that happens every year, right? But
yeah,
I mean, people who I think the trend over the last few years has been, because of the increase in online sales, which is people do it from home a lot. But I think there's a certain group of people who really enjoy going out on days like today for shopping. And they get up really early and, you know, they get excited about it. They find these deals and whatnot. So I think those people are definitely going to do what they've always done. Because that's just sort of what they like to do. And I think you're right. I think there's going to be, I guarantee you, we see some video clips of someone getting into an argument with someone or fighting in the aisles or some shit like that. I mean, that's inevitable, I guess.
I think this year it's going to be more not over people fighting over deals. It's going to be people fighting over, you know, hey, your mask is too low or you know, something along those lines. It seems like every time I'm in the store, there's at least one person who's starting a fight with someone, you know, over something that doesn't seem like much of a big deal. But I think this was bound to happen with people, you know, locked in their house for months at a time.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's some pent up feelings, I'm sure.
So you are a big movie buff. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna switch gears, but let's finish up. You had something else you wanted to add?
Oh no, I was just saying, I hope that there's still a focus on small businesses. I know. I think tomorrow is classified as small business day or whatever. So I want to do a quick shout out to actually the comic book and board game store in my town called Time Warp Comics and Games. I'm hoping to pay them a visit tomorrow. And, you know, I saw a stat on big companies like Amazon and Target and how much their sales have increased during this whole pandemic. And on the flip side, you have all these small businesses that are barely hanging on or have already closed down. I hope some people took that into consideration.
Not to put you on the spot, do they have a website address?
Yeah, I believe it's just timewarpcomics.com, or is it Comics and Games? I can look it up real quick.
That's great. I'm with you.
Timewarpcomics.com.
Nice. My cousin owns a restaurant, and the restaurant industry has been absolutely crushed by this, probably more than any other industry, you know, with other than the airline industry. But I would say also, you know, buy gift cards to your favorite restaurants, and obviously not stupid restaurants like Applebee's or something, like your local family-owned restaurants.
Right. Yeah, I feel like there was a lot of support going on when this whole thing started with that. And unfortunately, like other things that are, you know, become a zeitgeist for a while and then sort of fade out, you know, they need to be sort of revisited after some time goes by. And I'm hoping that this time of year kind of helps that because of the shopping and stuff like that. But we'll see. So movies.
That's all right. Yes, you are a big movie buff like myself. I got to tell you, my son Lorenzo went through a phase where he watched Austin Powers every day for like a year straight. And every single time it got to the scene with Princess Leia there, all I could think of was you and the dialogue you used to do for us.
Oh, well, the Dr. Evil thing? Yes. Seth Wiener made me memorize that thing.
Yeah. In the spring, we would make meat helmets.
Oh, man. Summers in Rangoon. Loose lessons.
Tell us, what are some of your favorite holiday movies? And I'm sure you've already started watching some. Like I said, my son's just like Dad. He's a big, huge movie buff. He's already had us watching Scrooged and Christmas Vacation and Home Alone. So I was just curious of some of your favorites and if you guys have broken any out yet.
Well, the three you mentioned are definitely top-notch there. Christmas Vacation, I think, it's got to be top three for me. I don't know if it's one on any given day. I'm sure it's one. It comes down to how quotable some of these movies are, right? I mean, if you can almost quote every line of Christmas Vacation, it's relevant to something, to the point where I saw a couple with two different masks that said, what is the line with, what's her name? Why is the carpet all wet, Todd? Right? I don't know, Mark.
I don't.
It just had that quote on both of them, and I was like, this is great.
We saw during Halloween, there was a guy dressed as Cousin Eddie, and his son was dressed as Rusty in the Chicago Blackhawks jersey.
Nice. Yeah, that's a great one. What else? Any iteration of Scrooge, like the classic Christmas Carol thing, I think it's cool. Muppet's Christmas Carol is great. It's just a great story. You can twist it any way you want. Scrooge is fantastic.
Well, it's funny that you said I've never watched the Muppets one. My kids love the Muppets. I've never even thought to watch it. Is that a relatively new one, or is this like one from like 35 years ago?
I guess it's probably on the older end of Muppet movies for sure. I don't know what the year was, but yeah, you should definitely check that out with him.
So now back to
like Thanksgiving movies, though, overall?
And what my favorite Thanksgiving movie is Dutch, and you can't find it anywhere. Like, that's one of those ones I got to go to a flea market now and buy on DVD. It wasn't available to stream on anywhere. And then obviously Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh man, I love that movie. That's my parents introduced me to that movie when I was younger, and it's just there's so many, again, quotable parts of that, but the scene where they're driving and Steve Martin is asleep and he listens to The Mess Around by Ray Charles.
Yeah.
I mean, that brings my mom to tears in laughter almost anytime she sees it, to the point where I think last year or the year before, I was at my parents' house and I think I was in a different room doing something and they were watching it. And I heard that part coming up. I had to run into the room just to watch that part with them because I love it.
Yeah.
And I love watching them react to it. It's just, it's so funny. It's so funny. I love it.
I remember that the first time my dad saw that movie and that part came on, my dad was like a little kid the same way, laughing his ass off because he always used to, play the piano on the dashboard like he does like that. And he was like, I can't believe they put that in a movie. I do that all the time. I'm like, you know, Dad, you're probably not the only person who's ever done that.
Oh, that's really funny. That's really funny. Yeah, then he plays a little trumpet action there too.
Yeah.
So funny.
Quotable lines. My favorite part of that whole scene is when he goes, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, he's drunk. How does he know where the hell we're going? He's like, yeah, you're right. How does he know where we're going? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's definitely another one that cracks us up all the time. And, you know, I love that part, too, because it's interesting, you know, the dynamic between the two of them. You know, they're opposites, obviously, but it's so funny in that part because – they're sort of on the same page at that moment, right?
Yep.
But they're both completely wrong.
Yep.
Good stuff.
I also like after they get robbed and they're at the diner the next morning and they have the discussion about it and John Candy goes, you know what? I think we were robbed. And Steve Martin's immediate response is, do you think so?
Oh man, yeah, I forget that movie is technically about getting home for Thanksgiving. Sometimes it's great.
Another one of those John Hughes films that I think is an underrated classic. Although, you know, I think they do pretty much have the market cornered on Thanksgiving movies.
Yeah, that's true.
What's your favorite board game as a kid?
Oh, man. Played a lot of Clue. And then the one that we probably played the most, Clue was played a lot over many years. The game that we probably played the most in like a concentrated time period was HeroQuest. Do you remember that game?
I do not.
HeroQuest was a big, like, sprawling sort of dungeon crawl thing with these cool little, like, plastic miniatures, and there was little cardboard furniture and monsters and stuff like that. I mean, at the heart of it was a really simple game, but it was a lot of fun because one person would play as the sort of, you know, overlord bad guy person in charge of all the monsters and whatnot, and the rest of the people were these, you know, typical Dungeons and Dragons hero tropes like barbarian and wizard and dwarf and things like that. But just that the presence of that game on the table with just these 3D elements was really cool, you know, as opposed to something that like Mousetrap where, you know, it's set up and it looks kind of cool, but you never really actually played the game, right? You just set up the trap and see if it worked. This game was, you know, there were missions and there was a book and it was intense. It was a lot of fun. Game now is being reprinted for like how much? They did a Kickstarter recently or not Kickstarter, but a crowdfunding thing. And it's something crazy, like $200 or something like that. And they really barely even did anything to upgrade the game. I think they made the furniture like plastic instead of cardboard, but it's a bit of a holy grail for some people. Like they've been searching for it on eBay, used copies and whatnot. And, I mean, I guess if I had mine, I would have tried to sell it, but I don't know what kind of condition it was in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, have you seen the new Food Network show, Candyland, that is molded after the board game?
I have. So I saw the commercial for it one day. So my wife and I watch a lot of Food Network, a lot of cooking shows.
Yeah.
You know, we're always watching Chopped or the holiday ones, the Halloween ones and whatnot. And so I saw the commercial and, well, first of all, they use a Beck song in the commercial, which I really like. So I was immediately intrigued by that. And then I saw the commercial. And I was like, wow, man, this is really cool. But I hate Candyland. It's like, it's such a garbage game, man. There's no thinking involved in that game whatsoever. There's no decisions to make at all. And all you do is flip over a card and go to that color space. I mean, there's literally nothing to decide. And I get it, though. I get why it's such a popular thing. I mean, it's one of the originals. But that show did a really, really awesome job of recreating that game. I mean, I would love to walk through that set and just look at stuff. That's really cool. I don't know if we've watched, if we're up to date with it. I feel like we sort of watched one or two episodes, like kind of like in the background while doing something else. I don't particularly care for the host that much. Her voice is a little annoying.
I was just asking because of the nostalgic factor of, you know, do you think that a lot of these old games that we played when we were kids are getting reissued, you know, just for that whole, you know, nostalgia thing that's going on?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's definitely a big draw, especially for, again, you know, what I'm trying to focus on my channel about gaming with the family. You know, having something like that where it's a theme or a you know, character based thing that you knew as a kid, and now it's a modern game. That's a huge selling factor for a lot of folks our age. That are trying to get into games with their kids, for sure. I remember you were talking about the that Breakfast Monster cereal game with Count Chocula and all those guys, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that is iconic. Those covers of those cereals are just iconic, and that game looks really cool. They even came out with a Pop-Tart game recently.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it catches your eye. It brings you back to that time when you were a kid and, you know, you want to have, you know, I had a great childhood and, you know, I want my kids to have the same thing. You know, I think that's what we're all trying to do as parents is, you know, to make sure that our kids not only have, you know, as good of a life as we did, but, you know, hopefully better.
Of course. Yeah, agreed.
What are some of your favorite board games to purchase for this Christmas season? I'm sure that you've been playing a lot with your son, AJ.
Yeah, he'll take some pieces and kind of throw them around a little. I gotta watch him. But we did get him his first official board game for Christmas. It's from a company called Haba Games. That's H-A-B-A. They make phenomenal games for kids specifically, but not just for kids. There's games that are, you know, for all ages there as well. But this particular one, they have a lot of like preschool aged games, again, that are not just nonsensical, you know, games like matching or whatnot. There's a little bit of thinking to them. And so the game we got for him is called My First Orchard, which comes with a lot of cool little wooden fruits and things like that. So I'm excited to get that over to him this year. I don't think he's old enough to understand the concept of, you know, the way the game works per se. But I know he likes playing pieces. And I feel like if there's one day where I could sort of start to talk to him about how this has a little bit of a game to it, and it's not just a toy, you know, that'll be a huge factor, I think.
But he's still very young.
Yeah, very young, for sure. But he's surprising me with some of the stuff that he recognizes and talks about. He's naming shapes and colors now and vehicles, and we got to be careful because he's you know, he's doing a lot of repeating now. He'll almost always repeat the last word that we say in any given sentence. So we have to sort of watch how we end our sentences.
Back to quotable movies. My son's favorite line from Austin Powers is, "I'm surrounded by frickin' idiots." The only problem is he said he doesn't say the word frickin'.
That goes over well. It was great
that first phone call we got from the school. Technically, he's right, so
that's great. Oh my god, that's so funny. But yeah, there's a ton of small, inexpensive games that are great for stocking stuffers. And you know, one of the things that I focused on when I first started making the videos was, again, going back to what you were saying about older games. So I would take an older game like Clue, for example, and introduce a more modern take on that. You know, it's a lateral move from Clue, but it has these different elements that maybe would be, you know, fun to play with your family. Because honestly, a lot of kid games suck, right? I mean, going back to Candyland, playing Candyland as an adult with a kid is torture. I mean, it's awful. So a lot of these games have been for so long that I think a lot of people are tired of playing them. And I know there's variations on things like Clue and whatnot, but what I wanted to focus on was getting people to sort of realize that this hobby is gigantic and that there's so many games that come out every year, it's impossible to even play them all. But even the games that are coming out that are quote-unquote mass-market type games, like games that are exclusive to maybe Target or something like that, these days are such high quality compared to the way it used to be. They're great. They're involved. The artwork has become something to marvel over, where, you know, some of these games are designer games. You say, oh, so-and-so did the artwork on this game. That's a big factor for people now. And that's so interesting to me because that was something that never really existed before. You used to just walk down and look at the shelves and say, oh, look, there's Candyland, there's Trivial Pursuit, there's Jenga, and there's this sort of, you know, Disney princess game that I never heard of before that's absolute garbage. So, yeah, I'm trying to get people to sort of – I want to pull people down the rabbit hole after me, which I think sounds dastardly, but it isn't. Good intentions.
Do we have any words of wisdom for expecting parents or new dads out there?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Well, I will say that, and I sort of stole this from someone. So going back to the board game thing, there is a YouTube channel that I watch quite often called The Dice Tower. And the head of The Dice Tower is a guy named Tom Vassell, who has 7 children. And he said something one day that kind of struck me, and it was like, you know, people always ask me, do you believe in love at first sight? And I say, yes, only with my kids. And when I had my son, or when my wife had my son, I should say, you know, that really hit me up front. There, it was overwhelming. So one thing I would say is just embrace that. Like, as much as you think you love something or someone in your life, when you have a child, it's a totally different feeling. And even my cousin said to me one day, a few days after AJ was born, and it hit me too. He's like, you know, when you're younger, you know in your head that your parents love you. It's obvious, right? But you don't really understand what that love is until you're on the other side of it. And he was absolutely right. You know, he hit it right on the head there. It's just a great feeling. So you know, embrace that. I mean, a lot of people complain about kids, and I know I'm going to complain about my kid at some point, and I probably already have, but at the end of the day, there's just nothing else. So, I mean, that's not really advice. That's just sort of a feeling, but I don't know. Like
embrace
you said earlier. Yeah. It's epic.
Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for coming on the show this week. We look forward to seeing more of your videos on your YouTube channel. And keep up the good work, and hope to have you on again sometime soon.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Always, thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody, and remember, dads are important, too.